You're listening to Fantasy NBA Good, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 32. My name is Purity.
And my name is Ivan. Hello, guys.
Yes, we are back. Sorry for being quiet. We didn't release a podcast for almost 2 weeks, I think, if I'm not wrong. But we're back now. So, and happy holidays, everyone.
What holidays?
That's what people say when it's December. You just wish someone happy holidays.
Who says before that?
Everyone on Instagram does that.
In Instagram?
Yes, so, every celebrity does that.
So celebrities in Instagram, people are relevant now.
Well, if you're on Instagram all the podcast. They're going to be relevant, of course. So do we have any... Okay, let's start with Michael Rapaport. Let's start with the podcast right
you
away.
You love Michael Rapaport.
I do, but I miss his podcast, really. So what happened, he said that he's no longer New York Knicks fan because they fired their coach, Fizdale.
Yeah, he was really in love with David Fizdale. Like, he was, when he became a coach at of New York Knicks, that's what, 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
He was so happy about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he knows David Fizdale there, like, kind of buddies.
Yeah, he says now, because they fired him, now he doesn't care about the New York Knicks. He's going to find another team to support.
How do you do that? Like, I cannot imagine that. Like, that's, how can you change your team? How can you?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm a free agent now.
Yes.
So if there is any team interested to wine and dine me, give me a private jet and yeah, stuff like that.
Just let him know and he will take those tickets. And he even told people not to go and watch or attend any New York Knicks
games. He's been calling up celebrities.
Yes, not to go if they are offered like free tickets to go, not to go. So yeah, he's really serious this time. New York Knicks, you disappointed Michael Rapaport, just to let you know. That's it. You disappointed him so much. So, on another story, this one about Andre Drummond Avocado.
Avocado game.
Allergic reaction.
Yeah,
yes, avocado game. Yes.
Yeah, like Michael had a flu game, Drummond had avocado game.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, you don't know what happened, so I'm going to... tell you the story.
Tell me.
So, they played Mavs. Yeah, they played Pistons. Played Mavs in Mexico.
Yes.
And they went out for a dinner before the game. Pistons. And Drummond ordered this dish that he likes. I forgot what he ordered, but that dish has avocado. And he's allergic to avocado. So he said, like, first of all, I don't get it. That's so stupid. Like, you like the dish that has avocado, but you're allergic to avocado. And then you tell the chef to remove the avocado from the dish. Like, I don't know. That's like really stupid. So because it was a woman, she couldn't speak English. So he found someone to translate, to tell that chef to remove
the avocado, yes.
And then he double checked, like, did you tell her? Yes, I told her. And then she brought him a plate and he started eating. And then he was like going through the food and he saw avocado pieces. And
oh my God.
And it's the whole story. And it's so stupid. And then his eye got swollen up. One eye. And yeah, that's the... if you are allergic to something, the best solution is just not to eat that.
Maybe
drink
that. Maybe he was ordering and he didn't know there was avocado because he couldn't.
No, but that's
the
dish with the avocado, you understand?
Ah, but what was he thinking?
He was not smart.
He was not smart in this case, I can say. Watch out, Andre Drummond, next
time. There's another guy that is not very smart.
Patrick Peterson.
Patterson. Patterson.
He made people really mad on the internet. He made headlines. Just say he was trending all over Instagram, Twitter, all over, because he posted a picture of him and his wife, and a fan or something just posted and asked him why He's dating outside his race.
Not dating, he's married.
Married, oh, sorry, yeah, married. Well, he married outside of his race.
Well, first of all, that's no one's
Business.
first of all, I would be upset someone asked me that. Like, what do you care? Like,
Yeah, why
it's
do
not
you
you.
wanna know?
But then he got like he
He
was
got
mad
upset
or
about,
what?
yeah, he got upset by the comment of the fan that he made on Instagram, and he called Black
No,
Widow.
no. He said, actually, he said that's what people. He said, "What did you expect? Like, for me to marry a bulldog?"
Dog.
Yeah,
Ah.
that's what he said. That's exactly what he wrote.
Yeah, so people got upset by that bulldog calling, and he got in trouble for it, but he later apologized for making that remarks, and so people
He's
just
not fantasy relevant.
no, he's
I
really
don't think he was
bad.
ever fantasy relevant in leagues that are less than 20 teams deep.
I'm not gonna
So,
even bother peeping.
did you see a fight, Giannis versus Robin
Robin,
Lopez?
yes, they were like messing around in their
And I
locker
think there was
rooms.
also Wesley Matthews. Like, there was
Yeah.
Giannis beating up
Robin.
Robin Lopez. It was not in a it was in a hall, I think, before
It was
they
like a
were to
locker
enter.
room.
No, it was a. I think
It was
okay,
a
doesn't
hall?
matter. I think it was a
Ah.
hall before you entered the arena. It doesn't matter. And first, Giannis was beating him up, and Robin Lopez, like he's like a goofy guy. He likes to goof around.
With his
He likes
shaggy hair.
movies, yeah, and all that. So they were pretending like those fake movie fights.
Nah.
Yeah, it was
It was
funny, and he
interesting,
like
entertaining.
finished him up like in Mortal Kombat. It was like a
Yes.
cobra strike.
Yeah, he did
It's a
that thing
funny
that they do in
look.
wrestling. One, two, three, and then you tap out and then you win. I
Yeah,
used to love
go
wrestling.
search. You can find that video anywhere. And well, those are all the news that.
That are happening around the NBA world. So I wanted to ask you, like, which players that, like, we are in like a month and a half in fantasy, but which players that you wish you had or regret not drafting in your team? To me, you know, players that are doing so much well, and if you had them, you'd be like, oh, I'll surely win my league if I had these players. So go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, first of all, Luka Doncic, that's everybody who didn't draft Luka Doncic is now,
I wanted to draft him, but I
well,
just couldn't.
everybody's saying
Someone
I
who
wanted
drafted
to draft.
before me took him. That's
Oh,
why.
really?
Yes, I really did.
Yeah, it also happened to me. Like, so Luka, then, well, OG Anunoby, I want in one really deep
Ah.
league, like in many other leagues. Like, I could have taken him as my last pick, or no, like really easy as the last pick on a draft.
But
And
you waited and
I didn't draft him in any, like, I didn't draft him at all. So,
it was
like,
on your waiver wire, but then you didn't
no, I'm
pick.
saying I didn't draft him, I didn't draft him,
Oh,
like,
okay.
especially in this keeper league where it's an auction league. I had so much money left, I could have drafted him and so on. So him, and then these guys that I have in my dynasty league, the guys that I really like, and just this summer, because so many fantasy basketball experts were low on those guys. For example, on Clint Capela. So I
Ah.
didn't draft him. I have him in my dynasty league, but I didn't draft him. I didn't draft Jonathan Isaac, also another guy from my dynasty league. Just trying to think who else. Yeah, Bam Adebayo, also a guy from my dynasty league. Guys like that, yeah.
Ah.
So you?
Wow, me, I regret. Like James Harden, he's a monster now. He's playing
But
really well, like
wait,
50
wait.
points.
But like you had what pick on a draft, right? You couldn't draft James Harden.
I know, I wish I could. That's why I said wish you could have
No,
picked.
you say you
Wish if
regret
you
you
had
didn't.
the we had an opportunity to pick and
You
you
told
didn't.
me which players you regret you didn't draft.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I regret not drafting James Harden.
But you couldn't draft him. You were like nine pick on a draft.
Yes, and I wish I could have. You're not understanding me.
You cannot draft James Harden with a nine pick on a draft.
Okay, fine.
You're watching too much Game of Thrones. These people just like...
Okay. Sabonis
sucks your
is
brain
doing,
out.
Okay, Sabonis is doing well. Okay. Sabonis is doing well. I didn't pick him. I regret. And this other guy, what is his name? Aha. Antetokounmpo. I regret
oh
not.
Oh my god. How can you draft Antetokounmpo and James Harden on the same draft? How is that? Is this like a draft, like a two teams draft?
Those are the players I wish I had on my team. And
this
who
is,
else?
Like, you completely changed the concept of this segment that you came up with.
No, I didn't. Oh, Kyrie Irving. I also regret not picking him.
You it's cannot just, have like
he's
the
doing so
13
well.
All-Stars in your team. Is this what you want?
I'm just going to say three, and I said them. Three.
It's like you playing NBA 2K and you just put all the best players in your team. It doesn't work.
And Jaren Jackson Jr. Mm-hmm. I was looking for that.
Why? Jaren Jackson just recently started playing well.
Why, yes. Who knew that he was going to break out of his shell and played well? So him too. I wish not picking him. And
this segment is crazy. Can we go? Oh, you have another guy? How many guys? Are you going to say like
those...
Anthony Davis and LeBron James?
No, I'm trying to think.
This podcast is losing credibility every second.
Okay, that's all. That's all that can come to my mind right now. But those are the players I wish I had drafted. So guys, let's cover some players which might be on your waiver wire. You need to pick them up quickly as possible. So which player is going to start with? Duncan Robinson from
is
the
it James Harden?
No. Duncan Robinson from the Miami Heat.
Duncan McBride Robinson.
Ah.
McBride.
Okay, McBride Robinson.
So, he's really good. This is his second season. He's now starting for Miami Heat. He's a small forward. And he's 25. People think he's much younger. He's not. That means in a year from now, he's going to be legally dead.
Wow, I don't think
to
so.
To us.
Look at LeBron. And
this
he's...
is the rule of this
no,
podcast. Everybody who's over 26
yeah,
is...
I know, but some people... Okay, yeah. No.
LeBron...
And not everyone is LeBron.
LeBron is not human. He's
yeah,
like...
he's a Superman. So, as they say.
So, Duncan Robinson has 11.7 points this season. And he's... 3-point specialist. He's shooting 7 threes per game and hitting 3.1.
Mm.
A lot. Yeah. And doing that with 44.8% percentages percent. So yeah, he's really good 3-point shooter. Everything else kind of mediocre. Okay, steal 0.8. If he reaches 1, that would be okay. Block 0.4. Assists really low, 0.8. Rebounds 3. From the field 47.8, and he's playing 27.1 minutes per game. What did I miss? I missed turnovers 0.6. Not a lot of turnovers, and Free throws, 93.8. Yeah, he's a great shooter. Yeah, recently he started playing really well. How is he doing in Fantasy Points League? I have no idea.
He's gonna play today for me.
No,
he hasn't
I mean,
started,
like
I
how
picked
many...
him up, but.
So you mean he didn't play before you picked him up? Like he didn't play basketball.
I
he,
don't
he,
know.
He didn't
I think
have
20
any...
points.
He didn't have any life before
20
you,
points
right?
Every game. Yeah.
20 fantasy points.
20 fantasy points. Yeah.
Yeah. There is life before and after purity. I mean, there is no life before purity for fantasy. So this game. When was this game with Lakers? That was last night. 9 points, but people pick him People pick him up from a waiver wire because this game he played versus Hawks, 34 points. Before that, yeah, he had 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block. He was really good. And before that, he was mediocre. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 10 points, 5 rebounds. I really don't know why you paid 22 fantasy dollars for him.
Well, you will see why.
I don't know. You come
like
to me
to...
and borrow
well, no.
fantasy.
I like to give players a chance, so I'm gonna be patient. We'll see.
You're so kind to the players.
I'm so nice.
So, Josh Okogie. He's Joshua. What is. How do you read this?
Joshua Aloye Okogie.
Oh, it rhymes. Aloye Okogie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's nice. His Twitter handle is Call Me Nonstop. What? Okay, this guy is not serious
funny.
With his life. So, Josh Okogie Aloye. This is his. He's a sophomore. And we're talking about him because he's finally starting.
Yeah.
He's starting for T-Wolves. For how long? I don't know. I think he's playing. He's starting as a small forward for them, even though he's shooting guard. I don't know if I'm right with that, but he's more. This, not even people say like he's a defensive stat specialist. He only has steals, like not even blocking, but he's been decent last few. Okay, let's first go over this season average and then these last few games that he played kind of well. 9 points this season, which is a little bit more than last season. Steals are not better than last season, 1.2. Now they dropped to 1. Even blocks dropped from 0.4 to 0.3. Rebounds are up. 5 rebounds per game. Then. Yeah, he's playing more. 25.5 minutes this season. He's shooting 0.8 threes per game. Field goals, efficiency. Field goal from the field, 43%, from a 3-point line, 31.7, and free throws, 79.2. So these recent games, I see that he's available in almost every league that I play. Not almost, like in every league that I play, and I play 5 leagues. And fantasy points per season, he's... 19, I think, per season, I think 19. Also in last 30 days, something really similar like that. He's like for deeper leagues, like 16 teams and deeper than that. This is okay. This last game, six points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Game before that was really great. 13 points, 1 steal, 1 block, 5 rebounds. Before that, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Before that, also had a good game. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. And game before that, 12 points and only 1... No, 3 rebounds. So, that was Josh... How did you say it? Aloye Okogie. So, well, the guy who is playing much better.
He's not available.
He's back.
Yeah, but he's not available.
Jokic is back.
Yes, Jokic is back.
Jokic is ready for everything.
Yes.
That's how the song goes. You go. There's this really stupid song about Jokic. How can people find this song on YouTube?
Just type Jokic spremna na
spremna. Jokic spremna. You think people can people.
Well, you ask me what it's called. That's
okay.
What it's called.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you during this podcast.
Guys, don't even bother. You won't understand anything. So
Jokic. Jokic. Having a really bad season. We don't have to go. Okay, just a few stats. Rebounds. He's hovering around 10. I mean, exactly 10. This is his average in last. Well, almost 4 years, like his second season, he was 9.8. Blocks, bad as always, 0.6, but that's the worst. Since his rookie season, he was 0.6, and now. Steals, also really low, one steal per game, I said 0.16.2. Assists, okay, not so bad, 6.3. So, just recently, several games ago, Jokic started playing well. Last game, he had 20 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and 50 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds, then 24 points, 6 assists, 11 rebounds, then 30 points game, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, then 6 points game, 8 assists. 10 rebounds, so like if you wanted to buy low on Jokic, well,
he's not available.
No, to buy low. You know what it means to buy low? To give someone Rui Hachimura for Jokic.
Yes.
You take someone, maybe someone who's Japanese, he would do that.
Probably.
But a Serbian person would never sell on Jokic.
Yeah,
you
not
give,
even when he's the
you
worst.
Give James Harden and yeah, like if you play with Purity League in Purity's League, where you can have James Harden and Giannis Antetokounmpo and Kyrie Irving in your team, and you try to trade them for Jokic from someone to someone who is a Serbian owner of.
I meant either of them. If I could have either of them, not all of them at once, of course, impossible. No, impossible.
So, are we going to talk about Rui Hachimura since you want to trade him for Jokic?
No.
You don't want to trade Hachimura.
No,
Hachimura.
He's been doing well since I have him, and he's been great. So, keep doing that, Hachimura. Hachimura.
Hachimura.
You go to, where is he from, Japan?
Yeah,
Japan,
he is, how do you say,
Afro-Japanese?
Afro-Japanese.
Yes, we will go there. You think he speaks Japanese? I don't think so.
He's from Japan. Why wouldn't he?
Oh, good for him. Okay. What is he?
And he has a Japanese name.
Ah, yeah, I see that. He must have been adopted by Japan. We'll see. Makes sense.
Okay. So, Rui Hachimura, he's also like the window to take him from the waiver wire has passed. That moment when. Team Tom Bryant got injured and he's not available in majority of leagues, even 10 teams leagues. I see he's not available because recently he's playing really good.
What are his many stats?
His stats are 14.4 points. This is per season, 14.4. He's good in rebounds, 6 rebounds per game. He's really tall guy playing power forward. Okay, not that tall. Okay, he's 6'8". That's 2 meters, 3 centimeters. But he cannot block shots to save his life. 0.1 blocks per game. That's really like point guard. Like a midget can block more shots. You can block more shots.
Why he cannot?
I mean,
block?
You can block a midget. You cannot block a normal person, normal height.
I can block.
Yeah, you can block midget. That midget from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, definitely.
What's his name?
He will never score.
He'll never
court.
Score on you.
No.
He'll be
it's
like
called
not in my house.
Peter Tinklage. That's his name.
I'm sure that's not his name.
That's his name.
It just
that's
came
his
up.
Real name. No,
that's really
his
stupid.
Real name, I think.
If that's your name, if that's his name, like, go and change. So, rebounds, steal also 0.8, assist 1.7. Nothing to see here, guys. Field goals 48.1. He plays almost 30 minutes per game. That's a lot. And like, yeah, he's their rookie, their first choice on last year's draft. Yeah, he's shooting from free throws. He's shooting really well, 86.3%. I think field goals, I didn't say 41, 48.1. So let's go and check this last several games. So this last game, he had 18. What was this? 18 points, 12 rebounds, one steal, two assists, then 17 points, seven rebounds, four assists, 14 points, six rebounds, one steal, two assists, 27 points, seven rebounds, two steals, 15 points, six rebounds, four assists. So as you can see, he's like a kind of decent rebounder. Like six rebounds is not that great, but recently even his rebounds are trending up. So yeah, maybe well, yeah, he's not available, but this guy is okay. This guy.
He probably has just one good or two games that he's playing well. Well, just give him a week to see.
Who are you talking about?
Tell him
Hachimura?
Matisse Thybulle.
Ah,
That's his name.
Matisse Thybulle.
Oh, he's
Like
French.
he's French painter.
Ah.
I don't know, he's not French. Like, how is he French?
The way he's pronouncing his name, like.
Well, it sounds. He's Matisse Thybulle, not Thybulle. He's Thybulle. I'm just. His nickname is this the Disruptor.
He disrupt games.
Spider-Man. Those are lame nicknames. People on this website, they just come up with nicknames. 5 points. This guy, like, he's a defensive specialist. And since Josh Richardson was injured, and now he's on this minutes restriction. This Mathieu Thybulle got some playing time, and he was really good. So this stats, this is season average, nothing special, but this guy can have like over one steal, over one block per game, and like, this is really helpful in fantasy basketball stat categories like blocks. Excuse me, blocks and steals are the categories that during the week they are not like 100 blocks, 100 steals. So if you have guys like these guys like that's why people keep Mitch Robinson. That's why people, even though he went through the rough patch, that's why people still keep Miles Turner, who's been really bad this season. That's why everybody loves John Isaac so much, because this you can one guy like in my dynasty league. I have a Johnny Isaac, Mitch Robinson, Miles Turner, and plus some other centers. So you need only two of those guys to win blocks. So if you have guys who have guys with steals and blocks, you need like two of those guys, three of those guys, and you have that category locked. So this is something I really like, the guys who can block, guy who can steal a ball. So yeah, 5 points, 0.7 blocks, 1.4 steals, this is the season average, 1.3 assists, 1.2 rebounds. Nothing special because he's been playing only 17.9 minutes per game. He only started three games, and that was during the time that Jay Rich was injured. What else? Threes, 1.1 field goals, 44. Free throw 75%. So recently, so I found Tibul stats. Sorry for delay. I couldn't find his stats. So his stats, the last game was really bad. 5 points and like no defensive stats, only one rebound. Game before that, he had 0 points, even though he's playing 20 minutes per game. He cannot expect much more than that. 0 points. But then he had a good game. It was 3 games ago. They played, Fila played Sacramento, and he had 15 points, 4 steals, 2 blocks, 1 assist, 3 rebounds, and threes, 3 of 3. And after that, everybody went crazy. Everybody picked him up from a waiver wire. And as you saw, it didn't pay out. It's like he's still a rookie, maybe. Like he's really intriguing guy. If we go through all of his games this season, he didn't have, right? Can you
It was
find
really bad.
any good game that you would be satisfied?
No way.
He
I'm
had
not gonna
this
pick
he
him.
had a game with well, you know what? Like if you, for example, this game, this is what? This was October 13th. He had 3 blocks and 2 steals. And for example, in Dynasty, sorry, in Fantasy Points Leagues, that is 15 points just for steals and blocks, right?
Well, I guess.
That's not enough for you? How many fantasy
I
points
need
do you have?
points too. I just don't want you to rebound, steal,
Don't
assist.
rebound.
I need
So
everything.
if like you drafted Clint Capella, you would tell him, don't rebound. Don't rebound. I need
No,
point. Don't rebound.
he does well in every category. I need a player who does well in every category. Well, I would pick him if I had like really worse players and he's like a little better. Okay, then I would drop that player and pick him.
Are you sure you haven't met Jokic this summer when he was in Serbia? You didn't tell him don't rebound, just give me points, don't rebound.
I
But
wish
he
I
didn't
could.
hear you well. He also thought you said don't give me points, don't rebound, don't do nothing, just
Well.
overeat and become fat and then.
Oh, Jokic, if you're listening, please stay away from Burek. It's slowing you down on the court. Please stop. Don't eat it.
Eat like this energy Burek.
What is the energy
No, but Burek with Red Bull, maybe. I
for?
don't know.
Yeah, stay away. Just eat healthy. Good food.
I don't think
Healthy food, I
that's
mean.
possible for him.
Anyway, I think he will get better.
I
Just so you
think
know.
that after the game, he comes home and he fills up the bathtub with Coca-Cola and he just puts his head in the bathtub and starts, drinking.
And he did this funny commercial here in
When he was a
Serbia.
kid, he used to drink what did they say? Like 3 liters
Coca-Cola.
of Coca-Cola after every
And
drink.
Burek.
Yeah.
Unhealthiest food ever. Don't. And he did this commercial when he was here during summer. It's so funny, his face. He makes this expression on his face.
Well,
You
yeah,
are
he's
so funny.
promoting food in commercials. What
Just
else?
imagine these snacks, like a fish. They're really good. I
He
love them.
probably said, I don't want any money from you, just give me unlimited supplies
Snacks,
of snacks
yes, like a
to
lot.
supply me
And he said,
in
if you could like transfer them to Denver, I would be so happy that if I find them in my locker, I just open my locker and there they are, the snack fish. I'll be so happy.
snack fish. People will think it's a fish. Okay, we are.
Oh, we are done. That's all. That is it, guys. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Fantasy NBA GOAT. And
Now, is
I'll.
there, did you tell me there's a new social network?
Yeah, called All Social. I don't
All
know what it's
social.
about. Yeah. There's so many. There's TikTok. Also, it's really cool. You make
We are
like
not
funny
there,
videos.
huh?
No,
You
no.
didn't
I
sign.
didn't. I would love to have all the apps, but I don't have time. I don't have time for every app.
You don't have time.
I don't have time. So,
Because you
yeah.
have to watch
The Snapchat, I don't have
three
that one
movies every
either.
day.
I have to watch
10 episodes of
I have to watch movies.
Office, even though you are 10 years late for an Office.
Yes, I finished Game of Thrones, now I'm
And you're
Office.
Like on 7 social networks, so you don't have time for another.
Yes, and also I have to read. See, I have so much stuff to do.
Okay, I don't think people want to know all that. So, yeah, guys, you can find it. If you don't have any podcatcher, you can find us at anchor.fm/fantasy NBA code. If you're using any podcatcher such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, or any other podcast, you can find us literally at every podcast. And of course, our website. You can listen to our podcast on our website too. Just go to fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly spelled with Weebly. Our email address is fantasynbagoat@gmail.com. What did I miss?
Ah, you didn't. You said everything. You didn't miss a thing.
I'm a MVP of podcasting.
Of telling people where to find us, yes. So, guys, that's it. Until next time. Happy holidays from us.
You didn't say that you put up your Christmas tree a month
before
New Year.
Everybody did it before me. Some people put it in
who,
November.
People on Instagram?
Yes.
I don't care about people on Instagram.
Well, because if I see a tree, I'll be excited about the holidays. So that's why I did it early.
When I see this stupid Christmas tree, I think of Instagram. I just don't like that.
I don't want to think about people. I know everybody out there, you love Christmas tree just as much as I do. So yeah, I decorated early. So yes, I'm happy. So guys, next time, happy holidays. Bye.
But we'll be back before holidays. Why are you saying that? People think now they're going to go.
Yes, I said bye until the next episode.
Okay.
Yes, bye until the next episode. We are done.
Okay, say bye one more time. This is fifth time, isn't it?
You say
no, you're waving. Like, this is podcast. People cannot see. She's waving. Okay, guys, that's it. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.